Welcome back to Reminisce Chat. Of course, I'm your... Jesus Christ, I can't fucking talk.
That was bad.
That was really bad. We'll try to... Okay, this is Reminisce Chat. I'm Joe, the host. Miranda's on the phone.
Are you sure you're loud enough?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm loud enough. I can... Look, you see those little bars moving up and down? That means I'm recording. That means it picks up sound.
Okay.
Thanks, Dakota. Now they know how we do it.
I'm just saying.
Dakota, you're here.
Yep.
Man, I'm comfy.
Yeah, we're literally recording on the couch today because the baby's asleep and it was just easier this way.
Yes.
Baby sleeping?
Yes. No, Miranda, he was just being silent because he's a good baby. Yes, he's sleeping.
He can be sometimes a good baby.
Not when we record, he knows.
Yeah, he had a big day today. Lots of shopping.
Yes. Either way, we are back again with a new episode, and I was going to do a true crime episode, but I did not do research.
Nope.
So what are we going to talk about?
We're going to just talk about life, Miranda.
Life?
This is the chillax episode. This is life.
Our life episodes do not do that well.
It's life, Dakota.
Oh my gosh.
Our life is boring.
Your life is boring.
Yeah, and so is yours.
We're talking about just human life, Miranda. We're not talking about our lives. We're talking about humans' lives.
Or we can just...
Oh, humans' lives?
Research and come back tomorrow.
Oh, we're not researching and come back tomorrow. This is tonight.
No one's going to listen to this.
I will be back in Sunday, Saturday. Somewhere around there.
You'll what?
Sunday, Saturday.
I'll be back Sunday or Saturday of next week.
Oh, well, you can't stay here.
Why?
We won't be here.
Where are y'all going?
We're going to an auto show.
Yes.
A what?
An auto show. It's where they have the cars on display and you look at cars. It's a show for automobiles.
Yeah, so if anyone sees us there, you can go ahead and say hi. You don't know what we look like, but hey.
Yeah, I know.
If you'd be like, hey, we recognize that voice, just come up and say hello.
No, they're going to sit there.
When are you guys going?
The Saturday.
Are you guys going to be back?
Nope.
No, Miranda, I'm just going to live there. Never to return. Oh, there's a train! But either way, Dakota, you had some things to say before we really get started.
What?
We literally just talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Miranda, now shut up. You know your rules.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't listen to the audio or anything... Russia and Ukraine are going at it right now.
If you've been living underneath a rock for the last 48 hours.
Yes. So, obviously we stand with Ukraine. Our thoughts are with them. And we hope everything goes well.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miranda, shut up. You know your rules.
How am I gonna say mm-hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we already yelled at you earlier. I'm not yelling at you again.
Yeah.
Either way, guys, I'm very relaxed. So yesterday I got the booster shot.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, 2 days ago. It would have been Thursday.
Yeah.
Why did you get the booster shot?
I don't know, because I felt like I was dead the next day.
It was Wednesday.
Oh, shit, today is Friday.
Yes.
Guys, it's Friday. We're recording on a Friday.
That's what we were originally supposed to record all these.
Yeah, and then, you know, we've just been staggering them all around whenever we have time. All right, but no, I got the booster shot, and I felt like I was dead the next day.
He was so dramatic. I was trying to sell him online, guys, and no one would take him.
I was dead. Then I went to work, which was another mistake I did. I felt even more dead.
Yep.
And then I came home and, literally crashed on the couch.
Like, within 5 minutes.
And me walking through the door.
With my baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, Dakota made food, and I got up and looked at it for a whole 30 minutes before I decided to eat it.
Yup. It was almost until baby smacked his hand in it.
Yeah. I was not feeling it. Miranda, how'd your vaccine go? Because I think you got your first one, right?
I got my second dose Wednesday.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so now I just got 2 more weeks, and then I can go back to running. But yesterday I had a headache, And today, well, I went for a run and that didn't go too well.
Well, that microchip needs to load, Miranda. You can't overload in the first day.
Okay, but the microchip, I feel like I'm also turning into a zombie, so...
Why a zombie?
Because that's what it's supposed to be.
What? So she literally placebo-affected herself.
I think she placebo-affected herself.
Yep.
I'm placebo-affected
You heard other people say it turns into zombies.
And now she thinks that it... Yep.
Now, see, I didn't actually think about these symptoms because the first two doses were fine. It was that booster that caught me.
I haven't got my booster yet.
Oh, it's fucking...
I need to get it.
You don't work the next day.
Well, I watch a baby, so...
Don't work the next day. Fucking, let me tell you, you're not going to want to move.
So, does your mom officially disown you now that you got the vaccine, Miranda?
No, she actually told me to get the vaccine.
Now, is she vaccinated? Because she just had COVID.
Not yet, but she said she was thinking about it.
Isn't she getting married this summer to a married man?
I think so.
Can we talk about that?
Sure. Today or yesterday, she was supposed to go on go see a movie with my dad.
What?
She's going to go see a movie with her ex-husband.
Yeah, my mom and dad are going to see a movie together.
They're going to get that chitty chitty bang bang in the theater, huh?
Hey, that was a good movie.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what type of movie it is, and I'm scared to find out.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? It's about a flying car.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a real movie. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh.
It is. And I think it's a book.
It might be a book, too, but I know it's a movie.
I've never seen it.
I think it's like a kid's book.
And I don't know. I know it's a real movie, and it has a flying car in it. I guess the word Chitty Chitty Bang Bang will be, you know, that'll surprise me.
Back to Miranda's mom marrying a married man.
I guess. He's not married anymore.
She can marry him, but at the same time, I think she and my dad are going to always have a thing.
Oh, God. It's a throuple.
What if they're doing it all at the same time?
Ew!
No,
if you're poly,
no.
That's fine, but just not these people, because I know these people, and it's just, they all sorts of toxic. That's family on family on family.
Where's the second and third? You said family on family on family.
The family tree's already all messed up. We don't need to go through more.
So did you present that to your class?
No. We had
that is wrong.
Friends. I had three friends with me, and I presented it to them because we showed all of our family trees, and mine was the worst. Mine took the longest to figure it out,
and it's so
honestly
long.
I still wasn't even done with it.
So what did they say when they saw your really fucked up tree?
They were amazed. They didn't really know what to say. They got lost very easy.
It's very easy to get lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, did you guys know that there is a reality TV star that sells her own poop online?
What the fuck?
A former reality TV star. I just found this out today.
Who is it?
Let me recheck, but I think she was on Teen Mom.
Oh, God, no. First off, who's buying this? You know what? I know people with this kink, so never mind.
Hold on.
I don't know this
person. Wait, what kink?
It's where you, like, literally smear, like, someone's shit on you.
Oh, yeah, that one's gross.
Yeah, my one friend, her ex-boyfriend, that used to be his thing. He, like, feces and urine on him.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, Ferrera Adams.
Oh, of course it's her. Of course it's her.
And it's $100 buckets a pop.
I can make so much money with my IBS doing that.
Yeah, no, like it was $100 a pop and she'd like poop in the well so that way the camera sees it.
Ew.
And you know, stuff like that.
She's the one teen mom that literally everybody doesn't even talk to.
I have a story.
Can we finish Ferrera Adams first, Miranda?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Has anyone purchased it?
I would imagine so, since she's selling it.
Ew.
It's on her OnlyFans.
Well, it's like that gamer girl who sold her bathwater.
How much she sell that for?
I think it was like $600 a cup.
How big's a cup?
And she sold out.
Is it like the movie theater size cup where like you get the thing, or is it like a little Dixie cup and you get a...
It's do you know the size of my sugar scrub in there?
No. Can you tell people?
My sugar scrub?
Like,
well, I'm pretty sure
approximately ounces. Like 8 ounces, maybe 16 ounces.
Like, I don't know.
I think your sugar scrub's 16 ounces.
Yeah, it's probably about 16 ounces. Yeah.
How about I say? Not everyone knows.
16 or 12.
Not everyone knows what your sugar scrub.
No one's walked by the sugar scrubs in like Walmart.
Well, they don't know what you have. There's different types.
Okay, guys, the sugar scrubs in Walmart.
I thought it was Target.
Yeah, but they have the same brand at Walmart.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
I
probably could have got it cheaper at Walmart, but I didn't feel like going to Walmart. Okay, Miranda, your story now.
Scrub is.
Okay.
It's for exfoliating.
So this is not my story, but I know it, okay?
So whose story is it?
No, don't say names.
It's Porn Star.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so Porn Star, he told me a story about this female sold her feces to a dude that only wanted, it was vegetarian crap. And he could actually, he would eat it.
Ew.
Out of the bag.
Ew.
And he could tell the difference between, the vegetarian and not vegetarian feces.
So now,
and basically, I guess Pornstar said that he was basically like a bodyguard at that point, so where she wasn't gonna get stolen or anything, and she wanted to see if he could tell the difference, because he would go right up to him and then give him the feces, and then he would stick his finger in it and try it.
Ew.
And then basically if it was vegetarian, he would give it her money, and then if it wasn't, she didn't know, because he was very specific. And the one time that she did try it, nothing, like, she did not get the money. I don't remember if he slapped her or not, but that's as far as I know.
So, now here's the question. How much was she selling it for?
Yeah, how much did she sell it for?
That one I don't remember, but I'm guessing it was a lot.
All right, so now I got a question for you guys, because I know my answer.
Oh, God.
How much would you sell your shit for?
Why do you know your answer already?
Because I know. I calculated, I think, how much my shit would be worth compared to how much I eat and what I eat to how much I produce.
It depends on the rules.
The rules is you're selling your shit, Miranda. There's a rule.
It's okay, not like vegetarian or
does
nothing.
Does it have to be vegetarian?
No.
Okay, Miranda, you shit, you collect in a bag, and you sell it.
It depends how long I gotta have it, like, near. If I can crap that day and then sell it, I will be okay with that.
No, like, okay.
We're just talking about price.
Yeah, we're talking about price. I'm not saying how long you're gonna hold it.
Probably, I wanna go $1,000 to $10,000.
That's way too expensive.
Miranda's never selling her shit. I'm saying at least $100.
Miranda, like,
it's
the reality star is selling it for $100, and she's a reality star. So you might want to drop your price down just a tad.
You know what?
Okay,
I'd probably
$100. Goodness gracious.
I'd probably be around 85 just because, like, I have IBS and I have so much.
Now, see, I've got mine down to $75 a pop.
Oh, God.
All I have to do is run, and then I can crap.
No, now see, what I'm going to do is $75. You get as much as you want. Not really a thing. And I'm going to do like Ziploc bags. And I'm going to send it through FedEx.
Can you even send that through FedEx? Because don't you have to tell FedEx with your shipping?
I mean, technically, are they going to look inside the package?
I don't know.
I don't think they look inside the package. As long as it, well, they might if it smells.
I'm gonna tell him I'm shipping a brown surprise.
Just tell him you're sending chocolate. It'll be fine.
It's like, yeah, it's a surprise. I can't really, you know. Or what about UPS? They take anything, don't they?
I think UPS, you still have to, like, say what it is.
I mean, as long as it's not a bomb, who cares? Or a child. They used to be able to do that.
I remember reading something about that. Like, yeah. You could actually ship your kid.
It was cheaper than actually send them on the bus and everything.
Yeah.
It's illegal in a state now. Or it's illegal federally. It's illegal federally. Okay, so guys, going to take a quick ad break. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
And we're back.
So, do you want to tell everybody how your experience was at Build-A-Bear with a kid?
It was just like any other store with a kid, I guess. I sit there and push a kid around, and he sits there and tries to turn out the stroller.
True. Yes. Which somehow our kid ended up taking off his diaper, even though he had a onesie on.
Yeah, I was a little salty about that.
Yeah.
He has a onesie on, he took off his diaper.
No, yep. He had a whole full suit on.
Yeah, and he somehow unlatched his diaper.
In a car? In the thing?
In the stroller, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting a little tired. But either way, let's see. What else is going on in the world these days?
War.
Well, let's not talk about war. War's so negative. You know.
Okay, it's kind of happening, though.
It is happening, and we acknowledged it.
I haven't seen anything else in the news.
I mean,
I don't watch the news.
Miranda, I don't think you understand the news.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
But say, I don't... Miranda, how much news have you watched, Miranda? Like, average total last year?
Last year?
Yeah, we'll do an average hour total.
You I will see, even count... I don't really have cable anymore.
You know what? I'll even go farther. I will count podcasts that talk about the news.
Yeah, I don't.
Political commentators, I will count pretty much anything that has to deal with any kind of news that goes through your phone. I will count Snapchat videos of, people that talk about the news.
Joe.
What?
That's boring.
No, I want to know how much she's watched.
Barely anything.
I might, if it shows up on Facebook and I think it's entertaining, I might read it.
What is entertaining news for you? I want to know.
It is different things.
Can you name a couple?
No, because it's a wide thing.
Big Time Rush coming back on tour.
Yeah. Warren Ukraine.
Yes, I have seen that one.
Warren Ukraine? No. Big Time Rush? Yes, I'll watch that news video.
Yes, I will watch Big Time Rush. Oh, actually, it's Friday. The tickets are out now.
Yeah. They're probably expensive.
Yeah, no, and probably sold out too.
Well, they had two,
and I just watched Big Time Rush too.
I was about to say to watch Four Men in Their Midlife Crisis trying to regain their youth.
Listen, some of them be looking rough, but Logan be looking fine. He came in with the tattoos. He got the hand tattoos. We loving Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they a little bit fatter?
Huh?
Are they a little bit fatter?
Miranda, they're not teenage boys anymore.
Yeah, no, even when the show came out, they were like 20-something.
Yeah.
This is why Miranda only sleeps with people. She don't got relationships because she's mean to everyone.
How do you mean to Big Time Rush? I just said they were in the midlife crisis, which is probably halfway true, but Miranda's sitting there, is like, oh, they're fat now.
They're not even fat.
No, Miranda said that's like, I don't want to see hippos jump around the stage.
I didn't say fatter.
Wait, so what's the news on, Miranda, are we on speaker?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, you sound very far away.
You're actually right next to my ear.
Okay, so we good. Yeah. But yeah, it's fucking weird.
Better not be on speaker.
You're not on speaker.
Okay, but anywho, Breakfast Boy, how's he doing?
Good.
That's it?
Yeah, he's not really important.
Why? What happened to him?
No one's important to Miranda.
Nothing. Only Black Dick is. Still, he's just not doing anything. We mainly just say hi and, like, just like talk to each other randomly.
What about yellow teeth? The
things that I'm excited for and stuff like that.
What about yellow teeth? Oh. What does that mean? Also, hold on. I'm not calling him that to be mean. That's what Miranda has named him.
I'm going to feel like it's both.
Okay, but go ahead, Miranda.
Pass.
No.
Yes.
No. Because I want to know.
Pass.
Have you kissed him?
No.
Have you went on a date?
No.
Did you give him the... the slobberknocker 5.0?
Oh my god.
The double hand twist?
So then why won't you tell us?
Because. Pass.
Are you guys talking?
No.
So then what's the pass? Is he not involved anymore?
Did you give him the double tornado?
Oh my god, Joe.
What is the double tornado?
Stop it. You don't even know what that is.
What is the double tornado?
We're not going to talk about it.
Did you have to grab with two hands?
Miranda, or Joe. Okay, next topic. Mr. I didn't do any research.
No, I did not do research, and I am not really regretting it either.
You are. Well, this is going to be one of our lowest viewed episodes.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
What is the double tornado?
Why not? I don't
know what it is. You know what? No, we're going to get the official definition.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are.
Two tornadoes.
Hold on. Joe's looking it up.
The dictionary says it's two tornadoes.
You can't use the regular dictionary. It's Urban Dictionary, Miranda.
Two tornadoes is dictionary.
The Urban.
The Urban?
I don't know what. Why the do urban you know what these says? Are called?
Oh, what? So there's something called a double Texas tornado.
Oh, God.
What's a double Texas tornado? Is it different from the double tornado?
So, the double Texas tornado is when you stimulate all sides of the vagina using four fingers in opposite directions in a rotating motion.
The fuck? What?
Oh, I meant a two-handed tornado.
What's that?
That's what I meant to ask Miranda. I call it a double tornado, but it's a two-hand tornado. It's when two hands are placed on the penis and rotate in opposite directions during foreplay.
Oh, God.
That's a rotating tornado?
Two-hand tornado, Miranda. Did you do that?
Two-hand tornado.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God. Do you guys want to know about the Texas Twister?
This is going to be the rest of our episode, so might as well.
The Texas Twister is the back and forth twisting motion of the hand by a female while performing oral sex on a male. The hands twist left and right while stroking up and down the shafts stimulatingly.
Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, God.
Okay, really, really quick. He was right next to me. That's why I couldn't say anything.
Oh, girl, you should have threw him off.
Did you do the regular tornado to him?
What?
The regular tornado.
No.
Do you even know what the tornado is?
No, she doesn't. Tell her.
So, the tornado is a sex move that requires a bed and a fan. While doing a girl doggy style, you reach up and grab the blades of the ceiling.
What?
If you get twirling around. Slipping her in the face with her dick.
We have air conditioners now.
I can't finish this. Give me a second. I've got to restart. All right. I think I'm gonna. So the. Okay, the tornado is a sex move that requires a bed and a fan while doing a girl dog. Let's give a think of the image.
It's an image.
No, I'm picturing the image in my head. Okay. Oh man, I gotta compose myself over here. It's a sex move that requires a bed and a fan. While doing the girl doggy style, you reach up and grab the blades of a ceiling fan and begin twirling it around in the air and slapping her in the face with your dick every spin, finally coming and creating a twist to come around her bed.
I hate this.
I love it.
Does your bed have to be high?
No, they have to, like, grab the blades of a ceiling fan.
And fly on the ceiling fan.
Oh, man.
You have to have, like, a pretty strong ceiling fan.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
And that's a tornado.
I guess.
That's the regular tornado.
Interesting.
Oh, man.
Wait, did so you... is he still in the room or no?
No, you went to use the restroom.
Oh, so he'll be back?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, Miranda. Hello? Miranda, you said there's like, you gotta do the tornado on me.
Oh, God,
no!
You should ask him if he knows what it is.
I can ask him that.
Wait, is he the one that wanted to buy your feet pics?
No.
Oh, what happened to Feet Pic Boy?
Feet Pic Boy?
Yeah.
Feet Pic Boy, I don't really talk to him. He got a job that is, like, from, like, 1 o'clock to, like, midnight type of job. And I don't really call anybody unless it's, like, you guys or my mom or something. And I normally only called him, like, after work, driving home and stuff. So I don't really talk to him anymore.
When does he have time to go to class with those hours?
I don't think he's in class.
No, he's not in class.
Wait, how'd you meet this guy?
He knew Cheyenne.
Oh.
So why does he have Cheyenne for pics?
Because Cheyenne's having a baby.
So?
With her husband.
So?
That's going to be a train wreck. We already know.
Oh, is she pregnant?
I think so.
Yeah. We've talked about this. It's going to be a train wreck.
Oh, man, I'm still kind of laughing about the Texas...
Hopefully the tornado. Baby's okay.
Why wouldn't the baby be okay?
I don't know what type of parents they are.
Probably a shitty one. From what we've heard from you.
I guess we'll see.
All right. Oh, man.
Although, I think she's getting lonely. Because she's been, like, talking to me more.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, you guys ready for another one? Urban Dictionary word?
Yes.
Yes.
It is McLovin.
This already has to do with McLovin. McMuffin.
McLovin, like McDonald's, but McLovin.
Okay, what's McLovin?
A huge act of flagellatory self-gratification accidentally performed in front of a female colleague.
I didn't understand that.
So I hear there's a sentence.
Oh.
So I thought the office door was locked, but morgue came in as I was halfway through McLovin myself with a handful of, bridal cream, which... And you're masturbating in front of a female and you accidentally get caught by a female colleague.
Oh.
Definitely as funny as the tornado.
So you're doing it you're masturbating in like your office or something?
Well, like you masturbate and a female catches you.
So basically when you were a teenager and your grandma walked in or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, she never caught me.
Why? Is it because you locked your door?
No, it's because I, fucking hit her into the blanket, but...
Okay, but what if, like, a guy catches you? Is it the same thing, or is it called something else?
Oh, God.
What?
I just found that one of the funniest words, one of the funniest things in Urban Dictionary.
Oh, what?
Are you ready, Miranda?
I guess so.
Anybody fan of Pokemon?
Yes.
I'm about to ruin it for you.
No!
Charizarding.
No!
You ready?
Charizarding.
No!
Charizarding's when you light a girl's pubes on fire, put it out with their jizz, then flap your arms and say, you don't have enough badges to train me.
Whoever made that, I'm going to punch them in the face.
Oh, man.
Actually punch them in the face.
Ow. Oh, man.
My friend said he understood that completely.
What?
My friend said he understood that completely.
Tell him I bet he did. That's why he doesn't get laid.
Ask him about the tornado.
So? I hope he does.
Ask him about the tornado.
Wait, what's his name?
What?
What's his name?
We don't even know the name. Just ask him if he does the tornado.
I don't know if it sounds like a stupid name.
It starts with an A.
B.
Ends with an X.
That's a stupid name.
Why is that a stupid name?
Because it's a stupid name.
Wait, are we on speaker, Miranda? Get us on speaker.
Now, how does he hear us?
Because the room's silent.
Tell him to go do something else.
He's playing on his phone.
He can't play on his phone in his room?
I invited him over.
Why? Were you going to have sexy time after you got off the phone? And
otherwise, I'd just be talking to you guys.
Oh, we're not good enough. We're
talking to us.
You guys took forever.
I mean, that is kind of true. We were eating and Dakota wouldn't get off TikTok.
We disrupted Miranda's sexy time with her boy toy.
Okay, you guys ready for another one?
Yeah.
All right, so the next one. Bathroom Battleship.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why are you already laughing?
Does it have to involve crapping?
Oh, yes.
No!
When two friends are in a public bathroom in adjacent stalls taking dumps, each wipes his ass with toilet paper and then proceeds to toss it in the toilet paper over the top of the stall into his friend's stall in an attempt to hit his friend with the soiled toilet paper.
That's disgusting.
Similar to the game of Battleship, except you use toilet paper with doo-doo on it in a set of plastic pegs. It's a, you know... You get the understanding.
That's gross.
That sounds gross.
Oh, man. What about the alligator fuckhouse?
We are not. Nope. Next one.
Wait, what is that?
Miranda, why?
Because I don't know what it is.
It is a daring sexual maneuver. Mid-coitus, one person bites the neck of the other, locks their arms and legs down, and goes into a death roll while maintaining an insertion, like downshifting a car.
That sounds very complicated.
Basically, you're biting their neck and doing, like...
So, you know how alligators will roll? They call it the death roll?
I think so.
Yeah, like they grab onto you and they start rolling you around.
Yeah.
Well, like as you're doing someone, Miranda, the person bites down on your neck and they roll you.
That sounds weird.
I didn't say it was normal. We got the angel's touch.
Oh, God, what's that?
It's... When you are peeing or shitting and your dick touches the urinal, toilet, or where other dicks probably have been.
Ew.
Or the Kentucky Klondike Bar.
Oh, God.
What's the Kentucky Klondike
Bar? You don't want to know, but I'm going to tell you. So, it is the act of freezing a bowel movement and sexually penetrating another with the frozen bowel movement.
Ew! That's how you get UTIs.
Oh, goddamn. I didn't know people were this, like, this gross, but yeah, I get it.
Why do you get it?
Because some people have their kinks. Some people like getting choked. Some people like getting doo-doo shoved up their asshole.
Ew.
Ew.
Miranda, would you ever get doo-doo shoved up your asshole?
No!
That's how you spread disease.
Oh, man.
Mine already comes out of there. I don't need more up there.
Are you ready for this one? A Panamanian petting zoo.
Oh, God.
It's when one forces one partner to pick up the nuts and corn out of a bowel movement. What? The partner then presents the nuts and corn in a cup or dish. One then tosses the nuts and corn onto the bed where the partner eats them like a goat or an other typical petting zoo animal.
I don't want to live in this world anymore.
Oh, man.
Please say we're almost at our hour.
No, not even close. We got more. Oh, goddamn.
What did you find?
The cold lunch.
Don't ruin lunch.
Dakota, you ready?
I don't want to be in this anymore.
This is a simple sexual act of forcing yourself to throw up in another person's mouth, usually in the result of the other person eating it.
Okay, you know what we've been doing lately? We've been playing lots of Sims. Why don't we just talk about the Sims?
Actually, I'm pretty sure some of these things Pornstar has at least shown me a video of. At least when I first met him, he showed me a video of people eating their own feces and other people's feces.
I'm going to kill myself.
And I'm pretty sure something like that was in one of those videos.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I got one more.
No.
This is the last one.
No.
It is Flying Camel. As your girl, gal is laying on her back and you're hammering her from your knees, you very carefully move forward and prop yourself without using your arms on your dick while it's still inserted in her vagina. Then you proceed to flap your arms and let out a long, shrieking howl, much like a flying camel. It's a strictly A-class move.
I heard a lot of animal names in there.
So, I think, if I'm getting this correctly, like, you have to be a missionary, right?
Okay.
So, while he's doing a missionary, he literally starts leaning forward without his arms. And then, you know, picks his legs up without his arms. And the only thing that's holding him down is his penis inside your vagina. And he's sitting there flapping his arms, screeching like a camel. Hence, he's a flying camel. Did I just paint that image in your head, Dakota?
I'm wondering where we went wrong with this podcast.
It started with you and Miranda. And it ended with me.
We used to have such good shows. Now we're talking about this shit.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go do my own podcast.
I bet you next time you're going to have me do my research, Georgie.
I didn't want to do this one to begin with.
Oh, man. It ended like this. So, guys, it's almost the end. Do you guys want to try any of these new sexual maneuvers?
No.
Miranda, are you going to be performing a tornado with someone?
No. No.
And I will not be playing Bathroom Battleship with anyone, so I guess we're all kind of even now.
Y'all don't eat each other's feces.
Over the top of the stall. If anyone listening has, you know, experienced any of these, kindly leave us a voicemail of how it worked out at the end.
Do not leave us a voicemail.
Because I kind of want to know now.
Do not let us know.
I do. Dakota's still contemplating where we went wrong in the world.
Yeah.
Why we ended up with flying camels.
Which one? At least the flying camel one wasn't as bad.
Which one fucked you up the most, Dakota?
All of them.
Even the double Texas tornado?
Yes.
Get with the whoever you're screwing with next week, Miranda. Tell him, like, listen. No. If you're not doing the flying camel on me, I don't fucking want it.
No.
Okay, Dakota, I think this is long enough, right?
Sure.
Are we... You're about done with this whole life.
Yep.
She's literally just over here trying to debate where she went wrong.
Yep.
Where you went wrong is Joey.
Yep.
Well, you know, Miranda started by saying that she did a double Texas tornado, well, a double hand tornado.
I did not do anything.
I asked you if you did a hand, well, double hand, well, I asked you if you did a double tornado. I meant double hand tornado, and then, you know, we ended up here.
Wait, was it? Oh, that was a double-handed tornado. Okay.
Yeah. We're not repeating any of these, Miranda.
Okay, well, we're going to be going because the baby's waking up.
No, we got him under control. But, oh, yeah, by the way, also, we've been watching Danny Phantom.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Paramount Plus. Of course, Paramount Plus is not sponsored by us because, you know, they're
too
good for
us. That's
a
really weird turn.
Well, because I remember that we were watching Danny Phantom before we called you. It used to be my favorite Nickelodeon show.
I remember. I think I was only watching it when I was with you.
Yeah. Miranda was into Big Time Rush. I was into Danny Phantom.
Yeah. You like Cartoon Network.
That's a Nickelodeon show, but okay.
Well, you normally watch Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, but not the same Nickelodeon shows.
Yes.
Because I
liked
music, you like...
Animated
what was he,
shows.
A superhero?
Yeah, he's like a ghost, but yeah, I'll take superhero. Dakota, you want to start us with the goodbyes?
Bye.
Do you have anything going on?
No.
No.
That was such a bad bye.
That was a horrible bye. We'll come back to you.
You gotta be enthusiastic.
Bye.
That was not enthusiastic. I think she's a little tired, too. She's had a very long day also.
She's always tired.
Like, she starts into the episode so hot, and then she kind of dwindles down when we start, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Miranda, where can they find the podcast, or and or you, or, you know, everything?
Me, Merpanda 1001, and they can find us on Facebook, they can find us on... any streaming things?
As far as I know, the only one that we are not on is Pandora. I've tried.
No one listens to Pandora anymore anyway.
Yeah, I've tried. But we're on the important ones. Anything else, Miranda?
Let's see.
You know what?
Our website?
We don't have a website, do we? Oh, yeah. www.anchor.fm/randomnesschad.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all our episodes are, and you can send us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your the tornado that you've done to someone.
Or just their weird kinks.
No, I don't want to hear some weird kinks. I think we heard enough of the weird kinks today. From selling poop to getting hit with their dick and a ceiling fan. We've heard enough.
Are you guys gonna try it?
No.
I don't have a ceiling fan.
Well, neither do I.
Miranda, what you need to do is buy a ceiling fan from Menards.
I'm not buying a ceiling fan.
You can probably get one for like $40.
I'm not buying a ceiling fan from Menards.
Now imagine if he was going like fast at it. He would go...
You're just
hitting your face. And then you gotta turn that low over you.
Keep playing with
this. I feel like it can only work in the fastest setting. Oh, man. Oh. Joe Vayak on Twitter. I don't know where I was about to send you guys, but yeah. Besides that, I think if you guys are good with this, I feel like I can be okay with this.
Yep.
Miranda, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, all right, bye. Go back and you practice some of those moves.
Bye.
Bye.
I know.